Democrat Mark Kelly in debate claims a letter he wrote to Biden was enough work on energy. Voted for anti-fossil fuel agenda. By Nick Gilbertson on October 6, 2022. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, touted a letter he sent to Joe Biden asking him to ramp up oil production in the Gulf of Mexico in a debate Wednesday. But in reality, he has voted for the anti-gas and oil Biden agenda 94% of the time, including the leftist green energy initiatives in the Inflation Reduction Act boondoggle. At the debate with his Republican challenger, Trump endorsed Blake Masters and Libertarian candidate Mark Victor. Kelly referenced a letter he and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, penned to Biden in March, asking him to develop a gas production program in the Gulf. While new contracts were ultimately awarded in the Gulf, Kelly has been an accomplice to Biden's war on energy with his deciding vote for the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which created hundreds of billions of dollars in green energy slush funds for the federal government to dole out, as Breitbart News reported. Representative Mark Green, RTN, blasted the Inflation Reduction Act's effect on the oil and gas industry while appearing on Fox Business's Evening Edit days after it was signed by Biden in August. If you look at actually how the bill is structured, 70% of the people who currently get a tax credit aren't going to get a tax credit. So, this whole notion of trying to incentivize people to move from fossil fuels to electric is just, now, it's a huge disincentive. So, I don't get it. I mean, they're actually taxing oil. They're taxing natural gas. People's gas, natural gas bill for their power to heat and cool, heat their homes and cook their food is going to increase 17%. And they're talking about decreasing inflation? It's a joke, he added. Kelly, who claims to be moderate, has voted for Biden's radical agenda 94% of the time, as 538 notes. First, Biden and Kelly declared war on oil and gas. Well, what did they think was going to happen? When you declare war on oil and gas in a country that is still mostly powered by oil and gas, you think that's going to send the price of energy to the moon? Well, yeah, it did, said Masters. They took gas from $2 to $6. Now they want a prize because it's back in the $5. When you make energy too expensive, everything you need to live takes energy to make or to move. You make energy expensive, you get some inflation.